issue, probably not consistent with our legislative charge.
But I don't think that we have it in there. I really think that to say that implies that, you know, you're destroying not the whole idea of hearing capacity. But I think that we should, we may just not want to say anything to that. But this is, I think really is very important.
No, I agree with Bob and Jess, and the reason I specifically do there, you know, I was concerned when I first read it, I really had advice that has some weasel words to your advantage. It does not mandate economic considerations above environmental considerations, which says if at all possible, avoid, but it not say that. And I think it's an argument that we made in favor of assigning limited areas, the economic predominance over the environmental to save large areas of environmental concern.
Carrying capacity, if you recognize that involves a little recognition of natural renewability, conservation. And I did not see as Maribel has that this can cut out that carrying effect. If you're going to keep major economic potential, you've got to have carrying capacity with you.
We have a motion for change. Description of Oregon's coastal harbor and waterway in Portugal and a mere assessment of the economic benefits derived from the specific reports, I think is about as phony as you can get.
Page 16.
The particular item here. We're saying that on the top of page 16, you start on Oregon's coastal waterway and
yeah.
You go on down through. And you would point out here in this that I lead everyone to believe that the major economic importance of ports is only within lots of land that port is used today. I see nothing wrong with that. From the standpoint of port employee, it also leads you to believe that ports do not play a significant part in economic situation in other ways. In this particular port, our mills would be flat out and down right now. All of our people would be out of work. The water transportation system that allows us to run. And I think this kind of background information is entirely misleading.
That last paragraph.
I object to this running to say as far as myself as a port commissioner working in this port.
I move and we delete that.
Do that too.
I move and delete that statement.
Schedule.
Right.
We're referring
to the one that paragraph. Footnote 27 paragraph.
I share your concern, General Overton, but this apparently 270 person employee report.
It's correct in what it says in a sense, but it's misleading in what it puts out to the general public.
As you suggest, if it were not for the export of these commodities, timber falling, timber hauling, timber processing, industries would be adversely affected. So the economic impact of the port facility, whether it is or isn't, extends much further than the longshore with those bars.
Any further discussion on the motion?
May I raise a question about that motion? It seems to me we've got two different considerations here. One, before those four dots, four periods, and the next, starting with economic and employment impact. And it seems to me that that second part still has a vital contribution to make to the whole presentation.
Mr. Chairman, and I feel that that this background information is bringing out the fact that the majority of the issues, the majority of the things that have moved through the two ports discussing the management system, or the intensive management and light management of the pedestrian area. And at the last sentence says, "The Viewports, however, will continue to handle a significant amount of cars." So I believe the background information is valid and should be kept in. I can't do this at all.
Direct employment associated with port activities and airport support is minimal of good economic consequence. That is absolutely false.
Well, it says a direct employment, though, but it doesn't say that the economic value.
Well, I mean, speaking of public, when we say these type of things.
Wouldn't it be more responsible to modify this and correct that our implication was had by an additional paragraph to delete it, because it does represent that? I can rewrite their paragraph. Put another footnote in if you want.
I hate to see that taken out. I think it's imperative to take it out, because all you're talking about is direct port employees that are directly involved, and that is so misleading that I can't even believe it, that anybody would even consider putting that type of thing in.
Is this information intended for the legislature?
What?
Is this information intended for
the legislature? This will go to the legislature, and all background materials will go to the legislature. But if it's the general public, we're going to put this out to the courts, up and down the coast.
Wilbur, you are still objecting to the part in that first half.
I think the thing is actually absolutely poorly written. That part in the first part is correct.
The second part is the part that I think is essential to keep in.
I don't see any wrong with the second part.
I'm no objection. The motion just taken in that first part. Down
is it the three, the second, third, and fourth sentences that you're objecting to?
I'm objecting to everything down to where it starts out, like Wallace says, with economic and employment impacts.
Right.
You don't agree with the statement, Oregon's coastal harbor, waterway, and port buildings contributed to the economic growth of the coastal area and Oregon?
Well, I would agree with that, yes.
Well, that's all I'm suggesting, Mr. Chairman, is that sentence, and then drop to the economic and employment impact of the port show considerable variation.
Right.
In other words, drop the second, third, and fourth sentence. Those, I would agree with you, are objecting.
I'll make a motion to that effect. Who's the second?
Mr. Chairman, I still think the next sentence, the greatest economic impact, however, occurs in Alaska and Coos County.
Did my motion die for want of a second?
No. Your motion is a second.
Okay. I just wanted to know what the discussion is.
Essentially, to delete what you suggested.
So delete three sentences.
What is the motion?
The motion is to
delete the second three sentences.
Leave the first sentence in. Drop everything down to them three dots.
We'll call it flavorboard.
Mr. Chairman, is it agreed that we can also keep in the greatest economic impact, however,
all those in favor raise the right hand.
When we vote on it,
we are voting to delete the three sentences. In the first sentence, we take out the next three, which can bring it down to economic employment.
We thought we were leaving the second sentence.
The first part.
Except for the three sentences.
The three sentences.
does. Motion carried, didn't it?
Yes, it did. The three sentences are removed.
We're going to green page 17. The first recommended action is state and local government shall base approval or disapproval of proposed developments in part on coastal determination of the competitive posture of each estuarine area for water-related industrial navigation, commercial, and recreation uses in city, phase one policy. Well, that means that when you do something by a process, you keep the things that came out of the first part of the process. I'm concerned about the word competitive posture.
That was somebody's nice English sometime back.
Bad economics.
Stay in.
Nice English. Define the glossary as the relationship of one unit to another in terms of economic development potential.
That's clear. Posture is, I'm like you, Mark. Relative potentiality which might be a substitution for that. Yes, I understand. Relative potentiality.
Ed, can I have your interpretation of what would happen if you took the competitive posture out of this?
Only those two words?
Yes. If you say, well,
coastal determination of each estuarine area for water-related industrial, navigational, commercial, and recreational uses.
Yes.
As I read that, without the that prepositional phrase of the competitive posture, it's virtually meaningless. That is. I
mean, I don't understand the criterion then that would exist. Is it future, the expected employment relative to employment in other areas? Is it earnings? Or are there more public costs and benefits considered besides just the private consideration? I don't know.
Or maybe it makes sense to relevant potential.
I mean, if I may comment on it, I think the thrust of it is exactly what Martin was referring to earlier. Namely, there is some notion that there are various technical terms associated with measuring potential development in areas. Some have to do with economies of scale, both internal and external. Others have to do with other characteristics, market access and the like. And it is addressing that same issue having to do with ranking, according to some measurable criteria, the various ports on the coast relative to their potential for employment or earnings or some other. So if you want to embody that concept in a policy, I would choose other wording than competitive posture or some of the other things. It takes a fairly large policy to embody those concepts. But I agree that it's circuitous because you've apparently addressed that issue before.
I need some direction from the commission. Do you want to adopt the statement at all, or do you want to change it? Or, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to be presented by the staff.
Any way we want.
So we can understand it.
I think it's been thoroughly discussed many, many times on assigning priority support projects within this field. I think it's a very engaging and hope very good.
I think it's significant. We had a very corporate lecture this morning about giving staff direction. Let's not do it to them again. If we want them to rewrite this specific concept, let's tell them what that concept is. Well, we can do that right now. We don't need the staff to do that here.
Roles to the ports on the coast. First of all, the people who are deprived of certain economic things they consider to be my objection is not to addressing this problem. My objection is we're not putting a proper name on it. And, but if we're saying we're going to assign roles to the various courts, I'm supposed to say that. And let's address that question. Let's not use some words that mean something to some of us and not something to others.
Question. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
All those in favor, raise your right hand. All those opposed? Wait a minute.
Chairman, discussion was brought up something that I think has been a key to the problem.
Hopefully we have a change in item three, where it says,
well, and specifying the ones as well.
I just think it needs to be identified too in that recommended action. We've done this in Habitat. Make that motion.
The first part is simply how far back would it work?
Take a motion.
Yeah, I like to go first.
Second.
I second.
Questions may call for all those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Significant. So.
Number four is.
Chairman, I have a question about the specific list down below, recommended action number three. I'd like to know what the criteria for identifying, for example, in the Canton River, quote, all remaining softball and marsh areas will be.
The concept is that if you, that the role salt marshes play in the marine productivity system, there should be a certain amount of that in each system. And in the Mechanicum, there's about 35 acres left in two separate locations, which means that it's nearly all gone. So those are the only places left where.
Do you have a legal description of those?
No, we do not.
The map that's in the estuary inventory, we know that it's a basis that an act received when we went through it in committee. And I don't know if the final version will reflect the changes, but even if it does, the scale of the map will make it impossible for local government to interpret the implication of what you said here. And the inclusion of the word all makes it a very kind of a pretty heavy suggestion to the map without any specific designation. I feel that it's unfortunate. City of Seaside is in the middle of updating their comprehensive plan and are doing a responsible job of considering these things, but they need better direction than what this contains.
When I think that there is no way that the inventory system done on a coastwide basis could tie that down to legal description, but that's the kind of thing that is written into the implementation and the specific action of saying, look, this is the area we're talking about in the regionalization of policies and the integration of them in the local plan. That kind of thing will be done by coastal zone and cooperation with local municipalities. I don't think there's any way that you can take the inventory and do that.
I have a little bit of a problem on the local level here as far as your suggestion. That's a pretty broad statement that what you suggest to say. Greenback Marsh is lower north for it. What is lower north? I really think that until these things are, and I agree with Dave, are properly identified, I sure wouldn't want to suggest that it's a position of this commission or myself anyway. That kind of a thing goes through.
Or this could include, and doesn't say, these examples are lower.
See, basically, but
there is no designation of what the example is. In this particular case, it says all the remaining salt marsh areas. The others, the only other one that says all, which is the one from the Salmon River, refers to dike areas, and those are pretty easily delineated, right, because of the dike boundaries.
I don't think there's so little left on the
mechanical. Let me do a pair of flip-flop. You have designated whether you've included the wetland areas on the Alana drainage, which is included with the Canada estuary, but in this doesn't designate that. There's some pretty significant areas in the Alana drainage that need to be identified. And so what I say is it over and under reacts to the problem. But I would suggest my objection can be overcome to eliminate the word all and put parenthetically after that statement inventory required. Well, there's none of the others that say all without some justification. That's the only one there that said all.
Well, I really get back to the point where I think what needs to be said in this particular item here is that importance. And that's what the lawsuit is about in the Fort North Fork right now.
That area.
You're premature to make this kind of determination.
Well, Chairman, I am not familiar with all of those on the list, but for those that I am familiar with this exception, you can identify with some degree of accuracy the boundary of the area you're referring to. But that when it refers to the Kanakum River and it says all remaining salt marsh areas, that is not identifiable by any of the criteria that you can apply to the other areas. I say that particular one happens to be an exception to applying new plan. Now, I understand that could include what in Seaside area. You can't, no one from this commission or staff can go there right now and tell me what it could include. Well, this could include. The other area you can go and say what could include. I just want some recognition for that. Mr. Chairman, I move that the word all be deleted and that read the remaining salt marsh areas parenthetically inventory required.
Second.
Right. That's on the 10th.
All in favor, aye. Aye.
Chairman, some kind of indication that we want somebody to consider these things as a value? I don't have any objection to any of these as long as we get something that says that somebody is going to take a look at these, these should be considered and investigated.
Yeah. The statement says could include.
That doesn't get to it. It says it could include, but what I'm saying is that there should be made a plea that these are identified by our staff as areas that should be considered. So what I'm saying is that there should be some kind of a statement that these should be investigated for their value of being included in the salt marsh bank. Somebody investigation's been done, let's do that again. Yes? Yes?
Mr. Chairman, I believe that a great deal of that investigation has already been done in a very fine wetlands report, which is in our hands. And I think we should recognize that and not ask that we go over the same ground again with more expenditure of funds.
Well, I find a little bit of fault with that. I find in one place in the north, lower north work, which is actually an upland that's been diked for some 60 years, is listed as salt marsh. Now, those are small things, all right, but if you're going to make these kind of statements tied to the earlier report, which was done in a hurry, then I think you have to, I still say that you have to spend some more time. And almost every biologist I've talked to, and what Bill Cox has told me about the problem on the marsh port acting up on the north port, is that there is no definite proof yet that marsh is that important. It's fine to ask us to protect all these things, and I think the commission has been responsible in our interim action asking that no irreversible damage be done on salt marshes. But somewhere along the line, we're going to have to prove that there's some value there. And just writing a report saying there is some there, I'm not going to do it.
Chairman, if we add to the conclusion of this introductory paragraph, large tracts in the marsh island, say something to the effect that in all cases, local inventories should be conducted to identify areas of protection, or something like that, then we don't have to get into it estuary by estuary.
Yes, I agree.
I understand that.
Yeah.
In other words, with the finding level.
Yeah, and in many cases, the work's already been done, so we're not saying you have to do it over again.
You're going to have to read it. Wanda didn't get your point.
Would you repeat that, please, Jack?
Okay, one that the word at the end of the word colon is that islands, colon, in all cases, local inventories should be conducted to identify areas for protection.
Thank you.
Is there any way you can add that word significant areas or something? So,
we said already.
We already have it at the top.
The table and Robert Goldwater, the table, the discussion.
page three. Right at the top of that page three was the suggestion by Benner that one of the criteria that be added to the necessary action be storage of materials on land shall be preferred over storage on water. And what we came up with is wording that more appropriately should be considered as another necessary action. Let me read what we came up with, and then it perhaps could be just added as another necessary action. Appropriate agencies shall consider the net social benefits of log storage versus water storage prior to the approval of water storage of any materials, and that alternative with the highest net social benefit shall be authorized.
It's land storage.
I'm speaking of land, sorry. Appropriate agencies shall consider the net social benefits of land storage versus water storage prior to the approval of water storage of any material, and that alternative with the highest net social benefits shall be authorized.
Move for the approval of the necessary action. Second. Sufficient
the funding process between the 305 and the 306 is changing drastically, very rapidly. As pointed out, Dave, you want to read my letter or not?
I can just explain it. Passing it out, everybody has a copy of that.
There'll be some real needs in certain areas of the coast that will exceed the money that would be available under 305. So the decision is definitely we can move forward as fast as possible to ascertain whether we can obtain the 306.
Over. I might assume that we will continue on 4 and the rest of this section. From 4 on to the next.
No.
We said all Paul and recommend that, but not the issue of Jay.
But we don't.
We still have item 4 to approve.
If it gets ready.
Well, let's do it now.
If there's any table, the rest of the package here, implementation or anything like that, if anything, if anybody wants to bring anything up, change it. Let's do it this time so we can name it out.
That has to do with primary areas critical statewide concern, doesn't it?
Well, there's several, the supporting information section is the same as it is on the other categories that we've looked at. There's consideration of the national interest, state review, implementation process, areas of critical state concern, and research and information needs.
On the on page 19 under item 3, areas of many for preservation in as close to natural conditions as undeveloped as possible, while providing for certain appropriate beneficial uses are, and it has North Steam Slough in Coos Bay, and we have a member of our planning commission working with the estuary plan. Is North Slough designated as an industrial area? That was a question that was brought up.
Part of it is, yes.
Well, that would be, that would, this would then be kind of a conflict. And I think that should be considered because this is in the Coos Bay estuary plan. I don't know what part of it. I'm not, I haven't been following it as close to this. I know you have, but you're working with that.
Well, at first, most of it was designated for industrial use. This was the estuary committee. And then when the planning commission first determined, studied it, we determined that most of it should not be industry, and it was put back in natural resource zone, which is the zone we're using at the time for open space and the recognition of wetlands. However, recently, there was a request by industry to zone it industrial, 120 acres of wetlands, and this was done by the commission. And this is in our zone.
What are your suggestions?
Well, this is under implementation, and it lists the areas we manage for high level health and areas for on down. And North Blue is included in the area where there would be no industry, and that's.
Are you getting to this portion of the mail out this way?
Yes. Until at least the Coos County Commissioners can have some sort of comment on why he isn't here. You know, they, that is in the plan.
Then I think we need a motion to leave this at such time as they leave the direction or something.
I would move that North Blue be removed from item 3. Because it's in the Coos Bay estuary plan, part of an industrial.
It was zoned industrial by the original committee. It was then put into a natural resource zone, and then eventually, because one industry came and asked for an industrial designation, it was accepted. But it is wetland. It is the most productive area for the Dungeness and crab.
What's your recommendation? Oh, you're on the plan.
My recommendation is that you could
OCC&DC would make some kind of decision on it that might make a big difference in our estuary, not just in this area, but in others. We're trying to go in for a comprehensive plan on our estuary at the present time with no guidance whatsoever. And it's very difficult for these determinations to be made by a local group when the policies are coastal wide. And I think we should have some recognition of this at our local level. We look to you for this guidance.
May I ask one more question? Where did this,
what is the recommendation come from?
Yeah, right. It comes basically out of the classification system, although we felt that when you get down to these preservation ones, that you're getting close enough to a pretty large restriction on uses that they should all be declared tentative areas of state concern. So when you get into that, you'll find that Norris Slough shows up in about four or five other categories. So here, because it's classified that way within the estuary inventory, then it's classified as an area, tentative area of critical state concern for that reason and about five other in that other inventory.
So how do these come into this area?
Gone through on the selection process for areas of critical state concern. As we go through each policy category, we take out of the inventory those areas which appear as potential candidates just from that inventory. Then when we get to the end of the list, in an overlay process, we compare the areas that have come out. If some areas come out in six or seven inventories, then perhaps we look at it a little bit more seriously in terms of the final designation than one that's maybe showed up in just one and has considerable conflicts with pressures and transportation systems and others.
Well, then why do we say that these areas are too dense, or why don't we say that potential candidates instead of almost mandatory?
Because the classification system in the inventory suggests that of the 12 types of estuary, they are then grouped here according to the level of management that would be appropriate. It's not listed as a policy, it's listed in the implementation section for that reason, because you would have to first agree that the classification system in the inventory is appropriate, and I don't think the inventory is had, it's been reviewed by a lot of people, but we really haven't, I'm not sure that all of you are familiar with that system yet and feel really comfortable about that. And secondly, we haven't really discussed these
classification. I think it clearly, not clearly, it's not clearly stated how they decide on the inventory number is to see why that figure is clearly different from whatever category suggested to be conceived. It is the classification to be
reviewed. And then in review, do you come back and disagree with that or modify it?
Mr. Chairman,
what I'm getting at, I don't really want to get in the idea that I'm putting out as a commission member of this commission that I consider that Coosa Bay River or something else is to be managed for preservation or whatever at this time, because I haven't heard from those local people who live in that area at all.
Well, Mr. Chairman, in listening to what the board had to say, and the fact that this is going to go out in front of review, and it's close to me, no problem.
Mr. Chairman, I think that there's an important implication of the other area. on this list in the development category. We have two, three rivers in Hudson County, all in, under the category one for development, for which broad and basic differences between them implies that they will be, that they will be planned and developed equally. And that's a very unfortunate implication, because in fact there's a certain trade-off between that are here, one for development, one for preservation, and they're both lumped as development areas. Now I understand it because I can remember our discussions in the Estuary Inventory Committee, and I just went back through and reread to make sure that I could see the implications here, but the readers of this document, many of them, will not have the benefit of the Estuary Inventory at hand when they read this. I would suggest for an alternative to including with this estuary policy packet that particular list.
You would?
Well, I would like to, I would like to have, at least as it concerns the estuaries, the estuary areas in my jurisdictional area, I would like to have it just say that we have zones can be designated one, two, and three, not referred to site-specific or specific estuary in every little zone at this time.
You mean delete the types and the identifications of what those types are?
No, delete the specific names.
Oh, I see. Oh, all right.
This is
the matter of clarification. This, at the present time, I have apparently still used a certain thing called Spruce Leaves, very hard on the ocean, so that would be one that...
Oh, no, that would certainly be...
It's a commercial business.
Yeah, right, but that's really not... It's already zoned by the county. I don't think that in the chapter of Pool Slough that there would be any change from what the county already has at this point. Yeah, right. The development
I wouldn't be too concerned about this. I remember God meant it when I was taking a photo. There's a photo from the time instead.
This is one way of getting a reaction.
I'd like to give the other side of the David's argument. Number one, this is going out of comment, and if there are errors, we're sure to get a comment. Number two, the time is short for arriving at these decisions. And if we throw this out, I think we've got a lot of notices for the last. If we throw it out, maybe we can get to site specific designations, or do we ever?
Well, I don't object to being exposed except in the atmosphere where it will be misunderstood. That's my objection.
If you say there are potential candidates for this designation, where it is, you're not going to get that. But if you say that we should be, period.
Are we saying, for example, under one, areas to be managed for a high level of development are, and down below that, we say Young's Bay.
But if you say potential areas to be managed,
I think it's a rather accepted conclusion in our area that major portions of Young's Bay will be preserved. And yet we're saying here that that should be managed for a high level of development. It seems to fly in the face of local planning policy and local public opinion.
I would give the other side of that coin. We've made this assumption. I've always questioned their expertise, and I'm glad to see that somebody else.
Well, the fact is, it's adopted policy in planning documents.